What's called the First Crusade was in fact a series of expeditions leaving Western Europe between 1096 and 1101, in particular in three great waves. The first armies leaving in the spring and summer of 1096 got nowhere. Some of them disintegrated in the Balkans. Some got across the Bosphorus, that's the little channel of water between Europe and Asia, where Constantinople is, got across into Asia and were destroyed. The second wave, leaving Western Europe in the autumn of 1096 and gathering in Asia in front of a city called Nicaea, which was the first city by then in Muslim hands, not far from the Bosphorus in the summer of 1097, then went on and took Jerusalem. And that was the great epic expedition, which we'll be considering in some detail. The third wave, leaving Europe in 1101 as a kind of backup, was in fact totally unsuccessful and was destroyed by the Muslims again in Asia Minor, in Asia. But it's the second wave which is always the one which is most talked about, because that is the one which actually succeeded. And it is the most extraordinary story. It's an epic story of bodies of men and women, the nucleus of which were soldiers, which took 3 years fighting and indeed existing under terrible odds, and eventually actually succeeding in taking Jerusalem. Now, it's important, I think, to consider why this expedition took place at all. The reason for the First Crusade, the immediate reason, lies in the collapse of Byzantine authority in Asia. Now, the Byzantine Empire was, in effect, what remained of the old Roman Empire, the eastern half of the Roman Empire, ruled from Constantinople. And even in the year 1000, the Byzantine Empire itself ruled enormous territory in Greece and the Balkans, and then across the Bosphorus into Asia, as far as Syria and Armenia. Anyone who's been on holiday to modern Turkey will know what a huge area is Asia Minor, the old Asia Minor, that is Asiatic Turkey, comprises. In a matter of 40 years, the Byzantine government in Constantinople lost control of almost the whole of what we would now call Asiatic Turkey, almost the whole of it, to invading nomadic Turks. And faced with this disaster, the Byzantine emperor of the time, a man called Alexios Komnenos, appealed to the West. It's been well known for a long time that he directly appealed to the Pope, Pope Urban II, and that his embassy made an appeal to a church assembly at Piacenza in northern Italy in 1095. What has only recently come to light is that Alexios was not only appealing to the head of the church, but was actually writing letters to Western European nobles, directly calling upon them to come to the assistance of the Byzantine Empire. It's possible that he was actually showering Western nobles with letters of this sort. And what is particularly interesting is that over and over again he appears to have mentioned Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem had not been part of the Eastern Roman Empire, of the Byzantine Empire, since the 7th century, the 630s, when it had been taken by the Muslims. The Byzantines had never succeeded in recovering anything other than northern Syria. They'd never managed to recover Palestine. But Alexius appears to have actually, in the course of this correspondence with the West, raised the question that possibly an army going to his assistance and joining his army could not only recover Asia Minor, not only recover the eastern provinces of the Byzantine Empire, but march on and recover Jerusalem. And that was quite a shrewd thing for Alexius to do, because there's no question but that in the course of the 11th century, Western Europeans had become obsessed with Jerusalem. Pilgrimages had been increasing, pilgrimages to Jerusalem had been increasing throughout the century. There were great relic collections in the West, in Rome especially, but also elsewhere, relic collections incorporating bits of the Rock of Calvary, where Christ was crucified, bits of stone from the sepulchre where he had been buried, wood purporting to be from the cross on which he'd been crucified, and the rest. And these relic treasuries had become themselves focuses of piety and devotion. In the middle of the 11th century, even the name Jerusalem begins to appear as a female name. There is a way in which there's a kind of rising concern and obsession with Jerusalem. And Alexius must have known about this, and he, and the Pope too, of course, because when Pope Urban came to preach the First Crusade, again knew this and picked on this. So the immediate cause of the First Crusade was the Turkish advance, the Turkish swallowing up of almost all the eastern provinces of the Byzantine Empire, and the Byzantine response in appealing to the West for assistance. But that in itself would never have been enough to have caused the First Crusade.